Friday, 16 October 15, broadcast of Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you tuned into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church and located in Newbern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. It's a blessing to be able to be with you by means of Christian radio. We are now in Acts chapter 10. We spent quite a bit of time in Acts chapter 9 as Saul of Tarsus met the Lord Jesus Christ on the Damascus Road. And now we're getting ready for Cornelius to meet an angel of the Lord, a messenger of the Lord. He's identified as a man. Remember this series of messages, we're entitled Meeting the Man. And we find that everybody who was ever used of God, protected and what have you, has to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to meet him. Our faith is not in a system. Our faith is not in a church. Our faith is not in religion. Our faith is in a person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. Adam met God in the garden. Jacob met him when he wrestled with the angel of the Lord throughout the night. Oh, we just go on. Daniel and the lion's den, the three Hebrew children we have looked at, they met him in the fiery furnace. You'll always find that people who are used of the Lord have to meet with him. Before Joshua could take Jericho, he had to meet the angel of the Lord, the captain of the Lord's host. Well, we won't go back into all that right now, but what we're also looking at is this, that as Cornelius meets this man, he's going to instruct him how he can hear the gospel by sending over to Joppa to a particular house. In fact, it's a seaside house, we're going to find out. It belongs to a man who has a tanning business. His name is Simon, and he is instructed, that is, the angel of the Lord instructs these men, instructs Cornelius, that he's asked for one Simon Peter, for one Peter, who is there. Now, what's Peter doing there? Well, Peter's really been busy. After Aeneas was made well, the Bible says that many that were in Saron and Lydda, they turned to the Lord. After Peter saw Tabitha, Dorcas raised from the dead, the Bible says that many believed in the Lord. And I'm telling you, Peter had just really been busy as he was serving the Lord and working with all these new converts. I know what some people's idea is. At least I think I know what some people's idea is. They think, well, if you're in the gospel ministry, all you do is you preach maybe a sermon on Sunday and maybe sometimes on Sunday night and sometimes on Wednesday night, and there's not much else to it. Well, let me say, that might be true for some people, but not the people that I know. Some people have the idea and the attitude that old Brother Billy Kelly used to tell in a joking way. Billy was, to me, a great man of God. I love Brother Billy. He's with the Lord now. And he said that the reason he knew he was called to preach was one day he woke up. He didn't want to hit a lick of work, and all he wanted to do was eat fried chicken. Well, Billy was quite humorous with some things, using it in the right way. And that's the idea that some people have of the gospel ministry. But Peter was tired, and the Lord would have a place for him. We mentioned Mr. Spurgeon on the last broadcast, how that he would go and be rested, get rested and revived and restored. Dr. M.R. DeHaan, he had a place up in the woods up in Michigan. I read his autobiography, and he had a place up in the woods up in Michigan. And when he would just get so wrung out, so tired, he would go out there and he would relax. We'll talk about that more later. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. But yonder over in Caesarea is a man that has a hungry heart. And you can always believe this. If there's somebody that's got a hungry heart, you can well believe that God's going to direct somebody to them or direct them to somebody who will be able to help them to come and to know the Lord. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Oh, I like this. We're going to have a whole lot to say about this. Wonderful, wonderful truths. And now the angel of the Lord says, send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon a Tanner, whose house is by the seaside, and he shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And so his instruction now are to send some folks over to Joppa, but not just anywhere. He was to go to Joppa, and he was to call for one Simon, whose surname was Peter. He was lodging with one Simon a Tanner. He lodgeth with one Simon a Tanner, whose house is by the seaside, and he shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Now, isn't this interesting that this angel of the Lord would not share the gospel with Cornelius, but rather he would have him make arrangements to have some man to come to him and give him the gospel? You see, God has ordained that the gospel be carried by men. He gave the charge to the disciples, and he gives it to us, that we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we're to make disciples of all men and to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That's not the responsibility of angels. That's the responsibility for us. As Luke was designated by God to be used of the Holy Spirit to pen the book that we're in now, the Acts of the Apostles. In the first verse, the Bible says, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Our Lord began the gospel ministry, and he left it for his disciples, saying, as the Father has sent me, even so send I you. And so Cornelius is given some wonderful news. First of all, the angel of God makes it clear that God had heard his prayers and had accepted his alms. Isn't that precious? Thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now he said, you send over to Joppa, and there is a man there by the name of Peter who will give you words whereby, you'll read that in chapter 11, whereby thou and thy house may be saved. Well, let me say that we're going to break here now, and we will have a week's break in this particular study. This broadcast, fortunately, is broadcast on a number of stations, and some of these stations will be breaking for their share-a-thons. Others will not. Let me encourage those of you who are breaking. We'll be back with you in a week or so. And let me encourage all of you who are listening to support the stations that you're listening to pray for them. And if there's financial need, please help to meet that need. The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it. We will be continuing our Bible study. We'll have a special week study, and then we'll come back and we'll pick up here with our study as the gospel now is going to be given to the Gentiles. And you know, though Peter would be the man that would be first of all to win a Gentile to Christ, he would win Cornelius to Christ. That is, he would give him the gospel and he'd be saved. Peter was basically the apostle to the Jews, and Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. But we're going to pick back up on Brother Paul's life when we get over to the 11th chapter of Acts, and we'll see how that great church at Antioch was established and how, by the grace of God, they became the first obedient church to literally carry out the Great Commission. Folks, this Bible lives. It's living. It's precious. And we're glad that you're interested enough, that you're listening, that you're caring, and I pray that you're sharing the precious Word of God. This broadcast is targeted for the end of our broadcast week. I hope you're making plans to be in a good, fundamental, Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. If you cannot get to church, listen, if you can get there, get there. Don't use any excuse to stay out if you can be with the brethren, for we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but we're to exhort one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. If you cannot, and you have access to the internet, let me encourage you to join us, our services. Our Bible class begins at 9:45 on Sunday morning, the morning service at 5 until 11, 6 p.m. for our evening service, whether it's Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Time, you can reach us at www.calbapt.org. www.calbapt.org. And please join us for the next broadcast if you can.